spill it, because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
Welcome back to another edition of the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B. So glad you can join us today. Should be an interesting ride today. A lot going on in the world. But before we get into all that, as I said, I am your man, Big B. And if you listen to this show, you know I do not do this show alone. If you hear me by myself, you're probably listening to ride with me. So I got my crew with me today. My crew consists of... I have no like lead into this one, so...
Right.
Let's just get right to it. I would like at this time everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your heart. Do not take a knee, because this is for the queen. Queenie, y'all.
Hey, welcome to Recap, the In Deep Show.
Yes.
Welcome. Thank you for listening.
We come in many forms.
Like Voltron.
No pause?
No pause.
No pause.
Mm-mm. Pause is for suckers.
So, Queen, how was your week?
Oh, it feels so weird. My week? Well, I washed Buddy. Cut the grass. No, I stole that story. It was good. It was cool. It moved on. I did realize on Saturday, went out to dinner with some friends. And before we went to dinner, like two of us went to this wine bar. You know, and they're doing like a new tasting menu. So we said, you know what? We're going to go compare some wine. It was old school versus new school. So we're like, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and just, you know, see what's, if we can tell the difference, blah blah blah. I'm gonna say well, she got there before me, so she had more than me, so I know I had like eight pours, I don't even remember. And I was like, okay, cool. So then we took Lyft to the restaurant. At the restaurant, I'm like, well, now I'm ready to drink. So I had two Manhattans. Mm. Right. Yeah. And food. And so, yeah, everything was cool. Woke up the next day and I was like, oh, stomach is a little upset today. Mm. And then that was when I realized, yeah, I'm getting old. Mm. My stomach is not rock gut anymore. And I'm very, very sad by it. I feel like I need to have a morning party for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I'm like, this means I can't get down like I used to when I'm feeling like shit the next day. Like, this bothers me. I mean, I know somebody else is thinking, okay, that's like, I mean, it's not as, of course, as much as you when you, you know, if you listen to a couple of shows ago where B woke up and, yeah, in a random room. Of course, I can't get to that level anymore, but I was just really disappointed, you know. Like, I felt fine. I mean, I didn't feel like, ooh, I'm drunk. Because I would have stayed at my friend's house in the city. But I really was disappointed in my stomach. I was like, oh my God, does that mean now I need to be like, do I need to do the keto diet? Do I need to become gluten-free? Like, what is wrong with me? What's going to happen to me now? Do I need to roll my liver in the old folks' home? Like, what do I do? I drink a lot of water. I chomped on some Pepto pills. Like, I mean, I was just sad. I didn't know what to do with myself. Right.
Maybe try some Blue Bull. Seems to work for that.
I'm gonna go with, I'd rather stop drinking. Like, if it was between the Bull and stopping, I would just take my last sip and, you know, keep it moving. Yeah, I would
just go ahead
yeah.
and just spend that last one.
I sent you that. It's like I have this shelf that has all.
Know what just happened there?
I don't either. That was real spooky, dude.
Whatever it is, it's still not right.
Oh my gosh, that was really weird. I'm telling you. Gremlins, gremlins, gremlins. You want to start a podcast? Just be ready for this. That janky stuff is going to happen and you'll have to figure it out and you keep on moving. I don't even know.
Okay, well, we are on a wing and a prayer right now. We don't know if this is actually being recorded, so don't write us. We don't know what just happened. Seriously, I think the CIA saw some of the tweets that I was gonna send and I erased.
Mm-hmm. Or some of the posts.
And they just
tweets
tapped
and posts. Mm-hmm. Probably.
It looks like it's going now.
I don't know, man. It looks like it's doing something funky. I've never seen it do that before. Nah. For the folks out there that do podcasts and you use like Audacity, that's the screen we're looking at right now. It just looks like it's doing some weird stuff. So who knows if it's working? I guess we'll find out.
Yes, we shall find out.
If there's a show tomorrow, then you know it figured itself out. If there's not, then
yeah, we'll see you next week. Hopefully we're done.
Right. Anyway, so how was your week? I don't even want to talk about that story anymore. Maybe that's what messed it up.
You know what? My week was, wow. Sort of on the same note with you. I'm thinking I'm going to have to back down off the spiked seltzer.
Oh, why that? I thought that was like gluten-free and only 6%.
Gluten-free, low-cal, low-sugar or no sugar or
something like that,
whatever.
Yeah.
Mind-altering and mind-erasing.
How many, sir?
I don't know. We've had a few incidents.
Still 6%.
No.
I think that's the key that you seem to be forgetting.
I think, like, because it's like once you have the first one, it's like, then you just start. So.
Really?
Yeah, no, I mean.
Okay.
6 or 7.
Oh, okay. And I mean, think about it like 6 or 7 beers, because it really is a beer.
Right.
It's just clear, and I guess that throws you off. But it's a beer.
And the taste.
Yeah, I mean.
But, and then here's the other thing. So, I was working a fall festival this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And just to kind of.
Not Sallygaster.
No.
Oh, okay, no, I'd have kicked you in your back.
No, I did Magruder's fall festival.
Okay.
So, just to kind of make the time go past, you know, nicely. We decided we were going to play a game. So there was 5 of us.
Okay.
Playing a game kind of quietly so that other people around us didn't know.
Sure.
And the game was you couldn't say the word beer.
Oh.
Now, we're sampling beers all day long. Right. And we're dealing with beer all day long. So, you know, it's just so funny. You know, I don't know if you guys remember Kid that sat in with us.
Mm-hmm.
He's always so gung-ho to not think things through. You know, he still has that young 30-year-old spirit and doesn't think things through. He just runs full force into it. So he's like, oh, man, we need to change the word because it's not going fast enough and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's a drinking game. Pace yourself, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, so as soon as he says that, I'm just like, I'm just going to bait you right into it. So I just go up to him and start talking, blah, 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 blah. And boom, made him say it. I was like, all right, well, can you get back from that? Well, anyway, if you say the word beer, we had a bottle of tequila on ice. Mm. You had to go take a shot. Mm. 2/5 later, because we crushed that first fifth.
I bet y'all was saying beer on purpose.
No. I did one volley because I wasn't getting caught.
Okay.
So I did one voluntary because you got to make the game fun, right? You know, and you know the more you drink, the more your senses go down, and
sure.
So, and you know, people didn't understand what my strategy was. So there was one corner of our tent where we were sampling Spaten, Oktoberfest, mm-hmm. and Victory Fest beer, mm-hmm. of which both, if you describe the beer, you're gonna have to say it. Because Spaten is the original Oktoberfest beer, and Victory, the name is in it. So
I would have been like, Victory, woo! You know.
So, yeah, it was wild. It was so funny. And so, like I said, about 6, 7, 8 Spike Seltzers. I think I got hit for...
Wait a minute. Wait. Spike Seltzer and tequila?
Yeah, I got hit for... I took one voluntary shot. I got hit for 3.
Okay.
So I had 4. And then the place that we... Magruder's, they gave us as a celebratory bottle of Redbreast 12. Mm. So it was enough for all of us to pass it around and take a shot out of it. So I had a shot of that. So... Yes, I came home and, you know, I wanted to take a quick shower, relax, you know, before I went down to the club. And then I woke up at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, no.
With like 35 text messages.
I was about to ask.
Where are you? What's going on? I just looked at the phone and shook my damn head and said, I'm done with the Spike's answer. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
So what are you going to do with the 45 like bottles and cans up
after
there?
When I'm finished with those?
Okay. All right then. Okay. You know, I still have like a 6-pack that you gave me.
Right.
I mean, and let's see. I think you gave me another 6-pack that I took to somebody's house. Because I was like, I can't. Right. I can't.
That stuff is. But it works. It just works.
It's in 6%. Of course it works.
Yeah. Mm. Kind of love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. I mean, like I said, I just feel like when I was younger, I could get it in. I can still hold my liquor, though. Don't get it twisted.
Right.
It's just more about feeling it the next day. Or, like, not even like a headache. My stomach just feels it. So I wonder if anybody else out there, like, are you guys like... You know, I know we have like the age range of our listeners is hopefully 18, because you're supposed to be 18 to listen and up. So I'm wondering if any of our more seasoned listeners or deepsters, if you guys are like, yeah, I'm that's how I feel. I'm curious. I would love to hear your story, because I feel like we can't be the only people feeling this way. You know what I mean? So if you are... in the same boat, in deepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. Yeah, it'd be a funny story that you could tell us, you know. I mean, everybody got it. If you're a drinker, everybody has to have a drinker story or a drinking story. You right. know what I mean? Where it's just like, I don't mean like, well, no, I guess it could be one of those too. Where you know, you had that moment where you're like, God, please just get me through this. I'll never drink again. Again. Like, you know, but one
luckily,
of those.
Luckily, I don't have that anymore.
Yeah, I haven't had one of those in a
while. Well, I'm not going to say anymore. Well, I haven't had that in a while.
Yeah, I haven't had one of those. I mean, I'm going to knock on... Well, I'm going to find some wood. Okay. Oh, there we go. I'm going to knock on wood. That has been a million years since I felt like... I'm holding on to the bed for dear life, because clearly the bed is spinning.
Right.
Like somebody, it's on a platform and it's just going around and around and around, because, you know, because it can't just be me.
And there's been times where I've been out with you and I'm like, I know she's going to have that tonight. And you just call me the next morning. Hey, want to go to brunch? I'm like, hey, you want to get the fuck off my phone?
I'm telling you. Like, Saturday, Sunday made me feel like, do I not have that anymore? Like, I... Okay.
Well, before you go off deep in, I'm going to need you to come up and have a couple in the addendum bar.
I am still going to go. I mean, it may be like one or two versus drinking the whole entire night and everybody being, you know, at the club being like, hey, have a shot. Hey, do this, have that. And I'm like, okay, nope. Mm-mm. All right. I want to function the next day. So, yeah, I felt like that was a now in my glass ride with me, drinking 101, all in right. the same, like, you know.
It's thing. All together.
Right.
It's all right.
Three gap.
Shall we start the show?
Let's do it.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
You get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, NyQuil will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, NyQuil will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop.
Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it.
All right, hey y'all. Hey. I'm sorry. That was me being an asshole. Anyway, so I would like to give it up to our girl, Cardi B. Cardi B. All the men love her. All the women want to be her. Mm. Not really. No. But I mean, I'm okay. But she's pretty dope, though. I mean, as she calls herself a roach, she was a roach. Now she done turned into a butterfly. I mean, she's glowed all the way up right now. So I'd like to give her a shout out and much respect to her for knocking Taylor Swift off Billboard's Hot 100 number one with Bodak Yellow.
Nice.
Ain't gonna lie. I rocks with that song.
The song gives you energy.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Some of the shit, I'm like, what is she saying? I don't understand. But the beat, what I can understand, super totally dope. And you know, and I really do want to give her credit, because I don't know, sometimes it's like, I don't know what's, when you look at Twitter or Facebook or whatever, you don't know what's real and what's not. But I saw, or even Instagram, I saw a post that was saying that all the Swifties, I think that's what you call them, all the Swifties were trying to you know, knock or not let Cardi, you know, get her shine. So they were like, you know, download what was the song, whatever Taylor Swift's new song is, in the right in the moment I can't think of it because I don't really care about her, don't come for me. But you know, they were like, download this song, you know, oh, what was it, look what you made me do or something, whatever the hell. So they were like, download it so, you know, Cardi wouldn't get on top. But all Cardi B's gang was like, nah, that's not gonna happen. Pushed her to number one on Billboard's Hot 100. And I'm like, that's what's up. And it really hasn't been a lot of female rappers that have been on the top 100 or Hot 100, which I'm like, really? But no, I guess not. So according to this article, they said it was Iggy for Fancy, which I'm like, really, people? Okay. Anyway, Iggy and Shauna, featuring Ludacris song Stand Up. I know y'all remember that, because that was fun. That was dope. It was a party song. And then it was Lil' Kim, Lady Marmalade. That was with Christina Aguilera and Pink and Maya. Granted, that was like 2001. That was a really long time ago. So, and now you're going to add Miss Cardi B to the hotness. So I'm like, that's what's up, girl.
Now if she can just knock her off all them fucking UPS trucks, because I'm so sick of seeing her damn face.
She's on, what do you mean?
Taylor Swift, she has to deal with UPS, so she's on all the UPS trucks.
Oh, I haven't seen her. I've seen it on the website, the UPS website. Because I was like, wait a minute, why would I want to win a trip to go to see a concert? I don't.
Right.
I mean, I guess, you know, other people do, whatever. Whatever, skis. But I mean, come on, going from stripping to loving hip hop to being number one on a Hot 100, you got to give that up to her. Like, for real. Like, you got to give it up.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Speaking of giving it up.
Uh-oh, wait a minute, what?
Yeesh.
I'm like, what?
The superpower couple is back at it again.
Okay.
J&B, B&J, however you want to lay that down.
Mm-hmm.
The Carter family du jour. They bought them some. They, you know, remember over the summer they were like having issues over trying to find their new perfect dwelling. And
yeah, and they were paying like $1 billion a month.
Right.
Which is crazy. But
well, they purchased a $26 million mansion in East Hampton.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
In the Hamptons? That's all? I mean, what about Cali?
Well, we'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
So, pictures are amazing. I honestly think I can put my house in the living room, and I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, I probably could put my house right beside your house.
I'm like, what the fuck? It's
wow.
12,000 square feet.
Damn it.
I'm sitting on 2 acres. Mm. And it is adjacent to a 17-acre meadow preserve.
Damn, that
and
means.
And it has a 290-foot pond.
Damn.
Yeah, it's.
Well, don't let any little people out, the babies.
How about that shit?
Don't let any little dogs out, because you know there's all types of animals out there that jump.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And so, yeah, so, you know, just in case you're keeping count, like Queen said, this is to add to their collection of homes.
Mm.
One in L.A. at $88
million. Shut up.
Then, of course, they have their one house in New Orleans. They have another one in Manhattan.
Damn it.
And they have one in Malibu. Manhattan. Now.
Wait, what?
The one in Malibu, Queen. Because, you know, we was talking about going to the left coast for a minute.
Sure.
So, I was thinking, instead of wasting all that money, hotel, blah, 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 boom. The one in Malibu, they're actually renting out right now. So for a mere $54 million, boom, we can rock that joint.
Wait. To buy it for $54
million? No, that's the rental price.
I mean, what if we just want like a weekend?
Knowing J&B, I don't know if they're coming up off of $54
million. Can they put that bitch on Airbnb?
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
what in
I
the
think if you walk up to the door, and that's $54 million right
Damn.
There.
Damn. First of all, you have a house in L.A. and one in Malibu. Like, what? What in all the fucks? Like, why do you need two houses, like, right up the street from each other? I mean, I mean, what?
Sometimes when there's $1 billion on the elevator, shit go down.
Damn.
But, you know, here's what I want to know about their home.
Okay.
Because I'm sure they have something out of the country somewhere, like Paris
of course.
Or something.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
But here's what I want. I can't remember the song. The song won't come to mind. But there was a lyric that Puffy had in one of his songs where he was saying how he had like a house on the East Coast and a house on the West Coast. And he's like, I don't travel with luggage. And I was just thinking about that like, damn. I mean, just think about all the things you do in your life or especially if you're of that status, things that could pop up or whatever. And to feel confident that I know I got everything I need at both places. Super dope, you can't ever see me in this outfit again outfits are on lock at both.
That is a dream in my head.
My Jesus.
Lord
have mercy.
To be able to be like, you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and go to Malibu tomorrow. And just get on a plane, and I just have a purse, a wallet, whatever, and nothing else.
Just
because all my shit is already there.
And remember, I think I spoke about it last week on the show. Not to say I'm nowhere near any of that stature, but I just was like in a mood last week, and I almost just jumped on the plane and went to LA for the Skins game, but I couldn't get one back in time for work. But
right.
That would have been the closest I could have had to, like, just, I ain't doing shit. Let me go to LA real quick. That would have been a hell of a story to come back and, like, motherfuckers be like, yo, what you getting into this weekend? Yeah, flew up to LA real quick. Caught the game and just came back.
That's people's life, like, for real.
I know. Damn. Fuck.
Right.
Anyway, and then, you know, this is not one of the stories, but on a whole fashion note, did you see your boy Cam Newton this weekend?
Oh, no. What was he wearing, a romper?
That dude looked like Jiminy Cricket. I'm like, boy, you going to play football? What the? Oh, you going to walk the runway? Some of that shit is, if you put that much time in your game prep.
You know that's what he does, though. I mean, I honestly think he's trolling y'all with his outfits. I really do. Like, I mean, what else is he doing? Like, why? Why are you wearing a romper? Why do you have on one of those little baby straw hats? Like, your head is big. Like, why do you have on a baby hat? I don't understand. But, I mean, that's just what he does. And I think he is one of those dudes that likes fashion. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. I think he likes fashion, and
I'm trying to find the picture as we speak. So.
Oh, okay. I mean, but I really do. I think he's just like.
And some of it, I'm not gonna lie. Some of it, I'm like, nice.
Okay.
Some of it, I'm like, yeah, you're all pre Emmett Till. What are you doing?
Oh. Is it the little baby hat? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh no, he got one of the big ones on.
Not like a Pharrell hat. It's like a little baby hat.
He stays with those.
For real?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
This isn't this Sunday, but I mean, fuck, scroll through those of just Sundays past. I mean,
some are pimpish. Some are, I'm outside picking cotton.
Some are, I'm about to serenade this chick from her window with a banjo.
Some of them are, I'm about to rob a bank. Oh, why'd they put up a picture of Jason Whitlock? Uh-oh. Okay, well. Some of it he looks really nice. But some of it is just like, I really do think he's like, I'm about that fashion and I want you guys to talk about me tomorrow. That's what I think. So, anywho. All right. Are we done with him?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So, I know everybody's probably already heard this story. This is about the white sorority, Alpha Phi Sorority. And they were, like, out there just having a great time. And they were singing along to Kanye West's song, Gold Digger. So, they thought, we're getting it in. We're doing it. Somebody's filming us. We're on Snapchat. We're getting our life. The part comes up where we could either choose to not say it, the N-word, or we can just say it and use the, you know, and just say it. And so, of course, we're going to say it because it's a part of the song. And we're getting it in and we're having, you know, getting our life. And I talked about this long time ago, talking about Snapchat. You know, Snapchat does not disappear. And whomever put you on there set y'all up. Or was drunk too and was having a really good time. So I was thinking, white girls, sorority, saying the N-word, you know, should they be suspended? Because there are a lot of songs that choose to put that word. And granted, I'm going to keep it real. I say it and, I mean, A, not E-R. And I've been trying to stop, so don't judge me. But I was like, should they be suspended for singing and it's in a song? I kind of feel like they shouldn't be. And if you know, you can hit me up in deepshow@yahoo.com. But I kind of feel like they shouldn't be because it was a song. And And people keep putting these words in a song, which some people think, hey, it's okay because you put it in a song, so it's a part of the song, so it's okay for me to say it. So I don't think they should be suspended for it. You know what I mean? Are they horrible people? Sure. It's white sorority girls. You're horrible people for saying it because you know you shouldn't be saying it. Right. Like, you know you shouldn't be saying it. But you're singing along, you're having a good time, blah, 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 blah. I think there should be something, you know, done, but I don't think they should be suspended and kicked out of school. Like, I think that's a bit much.
Yeah, I agree. I think kicked out is... But, you know, it was sort of... Please, I'm not trying to compare the two. Please understand the way in which I'm using this. But it was sort of like Ray Rice for me in the sense of it's something that I know that happens, but until I actually saw it, it was when it really hit me. Mm. So it's like, I mean, you know niggas in all these damn rap songs. So you know there's white people and Latin people and whatever singing these lyrics. But it's like until you just actually saw them just getting down and
yeah,
like
they were having a great time.
Oh yeah, we fling this N word around like it ain't nothing.
Man.
That's when it was like, God. But it didn't move me to the point of suspension.
Right. I mean, I was actually a couple years ago in the mall in Cali and I was walking and I hear these, you know, dudes behind me and they're like, ah, blah, 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 nigga, da da boop boop bop 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 bop. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, they're using that word really freely. So I kind of stop. I turn around. It's these white kids and these Latino kids. And I'm like, okay. Right. You know, and I was like, I mean, at least could you have had a black friend somewhere in there? And at least the black friend would have been like, hey, we said that, not in public. You know, or something, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, wow, like, y'all just out here wilding out using the word like it's like bruh or bro. I was just like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, I was in the mall by myself, so I was like, I don't know if I should. Okay, this is Cali, this is not DC, so I don't know, you know what I mean? So I was like, I just turned around and looked at him like, what the? And that was all I had, you know. I mean,
you know, although I feel the girls shouldn't get suspended, I do think that they should like suffer some kind of penalty, like move their sorority house into like a downtrodden project somewhere.
Oh my.
And let them commute to and from class for like a year.
It's the University of New Hampshire. So mm-hmm.
every
I mean, I was gonna say everybody everywhere got a hood.
Absolutely.
Got a hood. But
I mean, should the Mormons travel? Let's send them to the Pork and Beans Projects in Florida for one semester. Mm.
I just really wanna know, like, cause I know even as they call them clickbait dude, Pierce Morgan was like, oh, what's the big deal about this story? And I'm like, why are people so pressed to use this word? I mean, and granted, you know, nobody should use it. And again, like I said, I openly admit it. I do use it and I'm trying to not use it. But why are other people so pressed with using this word? Right. You know what I mean? Even if it's not the ER and it's the A, why? It's like, cut it out, dude. You know better than that. Mm-mm-mm. Or you should know better than that.
Well, certain gentlemen are going to be very, 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 very happy in a New York prison near you.
Oh, my.
Because they're going to have a penis as a roommate. I'm sorry. They're going to have a wiener as a roommate.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That was my dark moment.
Okay.
But yeah, Mr. Wiener has been finally sentenced. I don't think the sentence was big enough, but 21 months for sexting that, what was it, 15-year-old girl, was it?
Yeah, sexting, yeah.
I don't get it.
He ain't even going to spend that much time.
I don't get it. You don't think he's going to do the whole 21?
I doubt it.
It was, he got it bumped down to 21.
I doubt it.
We'll see. Oh, do you think he has enough clout to get himself out?
To get out?
Yeah.
No, not anymore, because his wife was like, yeah, I'm going to distance myself from this
she was demon
nasty
after
trash. Yeah. Well, no, they're not even together. Right. So either they're in the middle of a divorce or they're already divorced.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, you're trash. So, and you're sending pictures. Wait a minute. Did he? I can't remember. Did he know she was 15?
That's the part I could not find out.
We'll have to check our sauces.
Yeah.
We'll ask Doc.
The fuck is Doc right now?
Right. To check his sauces. Because I can't remember if he knew or if he didn't know and was still like, hey, girl, hey, here's a dick pic. Here you go. I don't know. I don't remember.
Had one laying around.
Whatever. You know, all y'all got one on the ready. He said, whatever. All y'all got one on the ready.
Right.
Okay, so this is more of a happy story. I'm super excited. I just found out that Rihanna decided to file a trademark for Fenty Estates wine and spirits. So that means very soon we could have a Rihanna wine or a Rihanna vodka or Henny. I think it's probably wine, but I mean, because it says and spirits, you never know. Because, mm-hmm. you know, Rihanna is very famous for walking out of a restaurant with a wine glass, walking around drinking something. So I was like, damn, that's smart, Rihanna. Like, go ahead. And I mean, you know, shout out to her for doing her Fenty Beauty. Sold out. Doing, I forgot how many shades it was, but a whole bunch of shades where women all across the spectrum, color-wise, could use her product. Super dope. But, I mean, that was exciting, but this is making me more excited because...
If your stomach allows it.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I'm just saying because you know she's going to make some good shit or collaborate with somebody that makes some good shit. I mean, that's what normally happens. It's a winery or vineyard or whatever that's already making something, or she'll buy the grapes from them and have somebody else make the wine for her. You know, and then slap her a label on it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But still, even... I don't care. I'm super excited by this. If this really comes out. Because, I mean, I know it's going to be delicious. All I just ask Rihanna is, like, look here, girl. Don't be like... No slander. Like Nicki Minaj. Don't just make Moscato. Like, please don't do that.
Say, 16 please. Different Moscatos.
You know what I'm saying?
Strawberry, pineapple.
Yeah, right. For real.
Sour apple. Okay. Watermelon.
Please. Don't do that. Because you have it. It's estate wines and spirits. So you have the, you know, potential to do something great. I mean, like I said, Fenty Beauty was already off the hook. I bought the lip gloss, girl, because I wanted to support you. So... I can't wait to try a wine because I know it's going to be really good.
In the world of transformation.
Yo.
And in Doc's diagnosis fashion, I have a list of some of the stars, if you want to call it.
Shout out to DOC.
Some of their bills for their cosmetic work.
Yeah.
Now, I left some out because I just weren't feeling them. But for the most part, as I compile this list, I was surprised that the amounts spent were so low.
Probably some discounts, some free.
You know? So, starting off the bat, Little Kim, $19,625.
Lies.
5K on skin lightening, 8K on the titties, 4K on the nose, 3K on the lips, just to...
3K?
Yeah.
What?
That's what I'm saying. I would think Kim had some more shit than that.
Wait.
Or at least at a higher dollar amount.
Wait a minute.
Kim K.
wait a minute, hold on. I'm sorry. This is going to be a long time. Because I'm like, wait a minute, what about the booty, the hips?
She ain't this had... is just a partial breakdown. It's not the entire
list.
Oh,
okay. Because yeah. I was like, there ain't no way in hell.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
But this, yeah, this is just, but again, that's what I'm saying. I feel her numbers bigger because I think
it has to be because there's ass and hips in it. So,
so. Kim K, 16,500. You know, noting 5K on the nose, 5K on Botox for eyebrows and face, and 500 for laser hair removal.
Oh.
To note some of the things.
Armenian.
So that's that. So just kind of flying through without breakdown. Donatella Versace, $25,000. I don't know where a penny of that money went because she, yeah. LaToya Jackson, $21,000. No, Donatello is $25,000. Did I say that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, $25,000. LaToya is $21,500.
I swear it don't seem like enough for Versace, but okay.
Nicki Minaj, $31,200.
That's all?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kathy Griffin, $30,000.
I can believe that.
Vivica Fox, $26,085.
I can believe that.
Caitlyn Jenner. 60,000 and counting.
That's all? Okay, and counting. Okay. All right.
Tom Jones. It's not unusual. $90,000.
God damn.
Kris Jenner. $70,000.
I believe that.
Uh-huh. Sharon! Sharon Ooh. Osbourne.
Oh, okay.
$185,000.
I believe that. She's not, like, shy about the work, about talking about the work she's had done.
Mm-hmm. Cher, $750,000.
God damn.
I thought that would have been a lot higher.
Actually, no. I feel like that's right. Because whoever she's going to, she doesn't look like her face is frozen in time.
The King of Pop, $1 million.
I can believe that. Even though his nose disappeared, but I can believe that.
R. But R. not even in these days and time can the King of Pop, can he be number one?
Mm.
Kylie Jenner.
Oh.
$2 million.
I can believe that. She pretty much built a body. Yeah, I can believe that.
Her plastic surgeon's last name has to be Frankenstein. Because he, like you said, literally rebuilt a human.
Because they're trying to be like, oh, she only had lip injections. No, nigga, no. Come shiggity. On, man. She looked like a totally different child
right.
compared to now.
Only thing that didn't change was the fingerprints.
Maybe. Yeah. Wait, did you hear she might be pregnant?
Oh,
with Travis Scott's baby?
Oh, no.
But then I heard another story where she might be the surrogate, Kim K's surrogate.
She's going to have give birth to a crayon?
Okay.
No latex going to shoot up on her.
I don't. Okay. I'm just like, first of all, I'm sad she's pregnant. If it's, you know.
If it's true.
If it's true, but, you know, honestly, I'm not the biggest TMZ fan, but I do watch it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, like, a lot of stories they put out, there's no lies behind their stories.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, they go hard until they really.
Right.
So they are saying she is pregnant. So. I'm like, it would be kind of cool if she was a surrogate. If she was a surrogate. But they were like, oh, the surrogate's getting paid X amount of dollars. And I feel like if it was her, she wouldn't, you know, she wouldn't pay. You know, get money for being a surrogate for her sister. It'd be kind of cool. Huh?
Huh?
No, I think it's kind of cool. Like, you know, if her sister can't carry... Because she got, you know, with the last baby, she was really sick. And it really, like, almost, like, killed her.
Okay,
you know, well, so if a... Okay. I mean, if you can. I mean, because apparently everything else worked. You know, her sperm worked. Her eggs worked. You know, just would make her sick to carry, like, the baby again. So I'm like, if your sister decided to carry it. And then again, I don't know if that's the real story. I don't know if that's really their baby or if it's... Her and Travis Scott's baby. I said, we got some months to figure this story out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get our hands dirty, people.
We'll go to the sauces and see what's what.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was your scoop for today. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following. Thank you for sharing. We greatly appreciate you. And if you are new to the show, you want to send us some feedback, indeepshow@yahoo.com. If you want to leave a voicemail, because you're like, hey, I want them to hear me and hear everything I'm saying.
Oh, you just want to hear yourself.
Whatever. We'll accept that too. 202-750-1437. 202-750-1IDS.
Usually at this portion, we jump right into our topic segment. But it's a little quick matter I have to...
You mean feedback or the question?
Yeah, feedback and then the question.
Okay. What you got?
There's a little matter I have to clear up.
Oh boy, I'm looking at your face. Oh boy.
So, last week, we got a late message that came in literally 10 minutes after we finished recording.
Ah, okay.
And it was someone that had something on their chest and they wanted to share.
Oh, okay.
And, you know we do. Yes, we give you a platform.
Yo, Big B. It's your boy, BTG. You know what time it is this Sunday? Washington versus the Raiders.
Ew.
Say no more. Now, Kmart already came out on the Brothers podcast and said, like, some outlandish, weird, stupid shit like the NFC West is the best division in football. I don't know how. I honestly don't know how he came up with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he may have been drinking a little bit. Wherever he's staying at now might be a little bit hot. But he said the NFC West is the best division. Don't know how that's possible. Anyhow, Philly just lost to KC, which is in the AFC West. Denver just beat the Cowboys, and Denver's in the AFC West. We play y'all this weekend. I'm counting that as a W. And tonight, you know, Detroit plays against the Giants. So something got to give because, I mean, I don't know what's going to prove his theory, but, you know, whatever. No more airtime for that bullshit. Let's just, you know, Washington versus Oakland. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, Big B. You just might receive a phone call from me. Yeah.
Did you get that call?
Well,
I didn't even see the game last night, but I know who won.
Well, since then, you know, we talked.
There's a follow up.
And, you know, we were like, look, you know, we got to put something on the line. You know what I'm saying? Something. We went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And, one of the things that we decided was now that BTG has his own podcast, BTG for President. If you haven't checked that out, go check that out. The latest episode is so cute. I love those two together. Miss Christmas, she was getting her.
Aw, hashtag black love.
Yes. So anyway, ain't no love talk right now.
Okay.
So we said, let's put something on the line.
Oh.
And what I suggested, you know, for one part of the bet is the loser would have to sort of record a drop for the other person's show.
Okay.
And
that seems like a good thing.
And right, and in said drop, you got to big up that show, and
okay,
you got to also make sure that you put in there that your piece of shit team got mopped up.
Ooh, which is so funny because I was about to say shout out to the Why Not podcast and the Black Astronauts, but maybe that wasn't the appropriate. Continue.
So, you know, BTG was... BTG lay with his chest. You know how he is. You know. What is his motto on this show? His opinion is better than your facts.
Oh.
Facts are... Yas got mopped. I mean, from the opening kick... I mean, like, if y'all wanted to surrender at kickoff... Mm. It would have been the same thing for what y'all put on that on the floor. Okay. We literally made Beast Mode quit. I don't know if that's ever happened in the history of his career. We made Beast Mode quit. That motherfucker sat on the side. Remember he was dancing and doing his nigga jig last week?
Didn't we just have a conversation about that
word? Fuck all that.
Okay. All right.
Hims is a nigga.
Hims is. Okay.
So he was sitting as like an attentive schoolboy on the sideline this week with his, it was 80 something degrees at game time.
That's hot.
And he had on a damn skull cap, eating sunflower seeds. I never seen nobody beat Beast Mode into submission. Mm. Yeah, that happened. So BTG said, well, we need to put something else on it. Like, we need to do something. Like, we need to wear like a t-shirt or something that say something about the other team or something. And I was like, said, I don't know. Got to think about that one. Because you know me, I can't put nobody shit on my back but my lovely burgundy and gold. So that was sort of in limbo.
As you have one today.
Absolutely. So that was left sort of in limbo. But this is what we got so far.
Yes. It's your boy BTG. Well, as promised... I got to call in and say, Big B, they did that. That defense, I don't know what got them niggas hyped up, but the Redskins definitely took care of business at home. They definitely did. And that's it. I got to call in. I got to say, show some love. We talked, that Friday night, and I didn't think it was going to turn out like that. Oh, no. But, you know, it happened. And you said it. You said, I hope they looking forward to that Denver game and forget about us. Oh, nigga, did we forget? That's all right, you know. Sooner or later, I knew it was going to happen. But that was a good game. Y'all played. Y'all definitely wanted it more than us. And... let's move on to week four. Me and Jonathan got that Bronco Raider matchup, so that should be a good one. So that's it. Hey, so did we really confirm if we were doing a t-shirt thing? I don't know. Big B, don't make me do the t-shirt thing. I already got a call in. Come on now. All right, y'all.
Was that Negro eating sunflower seeds and drinking Hennessy?
No. I'm glad you said that, Queen, because, see, there were some things that I wanted to touch on your little message, sir. First of all, what we said was we were going to record a promo. Now, I understand,
that don't
you know,
sound like a promo, yo.
That don't sound like nobody's promo, mm-hmm. because you sure not going to be on a promo for the IDS show, motherfucking eating sunflower seeds and sipping Arizona teas and chewing all ladies at the same time.
Oh,
that ain't gonna happen for one. And then two, what you are not gonna motherfucking do is gloss over the fact that not only you, but the entire NFL nation said, oh man, ain't no way in four hells the Redskins gonna beat the Raiders. Man, they gonna come down there and y'all, it's gonna be like 34-3 and blah, blah.
Kind of like
No. You're not going to gloss over this, oh, we did our thing. No, we did our thing would have been a shootout that came down to a field goal or just a last drive touchdown. That's what we did, I think. We dominated your motherfucking squad from the coin toss. We won the fucking coin toss and didn't look back. Your motherfucking first or second pass, we intercepted that and took that shit back. And we gave y'all two gifts of points. And if you couldn't score from the fucking 10-yard line, you shouldn't be in the NFL anyway.
Well.
But even with that said, even with those gifts, you consistently got your ass kicked on every facet of the game.
G-I-F-T-S.
Okay? Your two top receivers that said they was going to catch like 2-3 touchdowns, had 200-something yards apiece, had a combined, was it two catches, 16 yards? What was it? Hey, BTG, do me a favor. I need you to get with your peoples and get back in the studio, and I need a promo cut about the Mighty Mighty In Deep Show and their Mighty Mighty Redskins. Okay, I appreciate that. I'm going to let the t-shirt rock. But we're going to do better than Now Later Sunflower Seeds Arizona Tea with Hennessy Chaser.
Okay.
You teamed. Nah, nigga, we not doing that shit, don't we not?
Well.
So I will see you.
Well.
I will see you after you get up off the mic.
Well.
And put it down. Throw some stats in there if you like. You know what I'm saying? Throw something. I need something that I can put on the push button so I can, boom, drop it.
I feel like, Doc, I need a tambourine. Well.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, oh, well. So I'll just do it from here. Oh, well.
So I'm not going to harp on that much longer. I'm going to just kind of put that right there.
Okay.
All right. So last week, let's get back to getting to the feedback.
Okay.
Last week, we was talking about who had that pair big enough to jump up and stop that wedding at the altar. Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so.
Who's brave?
Let's see what that mouth say.
What that mouth do?
What up, IDS fam? This is Kmart. Hope all is well with you guys. Big B, hey, my brother, hey, continue to stay with that program, man, that you're doing. Hey, that meal prep be helping out. Like the missus, she, man, like the last couple weeks, man, she's been making my lunches, and man, I'm definitely seeing a big difference in my pocketbooks. Man, but my thing is, hey, man, just continue to stay with it, man. Just get up and grind. Just continue to stay with the program, man. You got this. Anyway, question of the day. Oh, real quick. B, hey, good looking out on letting us know Dino Red's back on the podcast game. Man, as soon as I got wind of that, man, I immediately went and found the Shiznit show. So, man, it's good. It's good, good that Dino's back. Other than that, the question of the day, the altar situation. At that point, like when they're at the altar, I probably wouldn't, because knowing me, I would probably just tell them prior, like the information that they may know, or I'll tell them, hey, look, this is some information that you may need to know. Well, yada yada yada, let them know, and then from there, kind of make them. Kind of have them, hey, they may have to make up their own mind after that. My thing is, at that point, once I tell them the information that they need to know, hey, my hands is clean from that. So, and shoot, you know, hey, if you get up and object during that wedding, shoot, man, you may have to throw hands, because shoot, maybe the groomsmen, the best man may try to go, the father-in-law may try to go. So, hey. At that point, you may have to throw some hands, so just get ready. So, but honestly, I mean, if it was a woman who I love, yeah, I mean, I'll probably do the same thing. Probably just tell her, like, maybe, like, beforehand, like, look, you don't have to go through with this. Hey, you need to be with me, yada, 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 and I got your back and everything like that. But at that point at the altar, I felt everything should have been said and done. And I don't know if you guys have noticed or been to any weddings anytime soon, but you notice that a lot of ceremonies, they take that part out just because of that. So Hey, it is what it is, but you know what? Hey, it's nice to have another caller call in. Kylo, nice to hear from you. At first, like when she when the voicemail came out, I thought it was like that one lady who we joked about, I think it was like last year, 2 years ago, like we kind of, y'all kind of ran off because y'all was messing with her. She sounded like she was off that drink. So anyway, you guys, I'll catch with you guys later. Peace out.
Oh, dance now. I make money moves.
Yes, yes. Well, let's, first of all, you know, I have Facebooked and text with Kmart since he recorded this. So I'm glad to see that he did survive Hurricane Irma that he was driving through as he recorded it. Yes. Did you hear that background? It was like, shoo, shoo, shoo. I'm like, fuck. The hell raised on you. I'm like, I'm glad you survived it, my brother. But yeah, and hey, no doubt. Like I told you, Dino Red is he's doing this thing.
Shiznit show.
He's doing this thing.
Which Dino, I know you listen. So get back out there and do more advertisement that you guys are back.
No doubt.
Because apparently people don't really know. So,
absolute, absolute.
And Kai. Kai Love.
I don't know. I didn't know if he messed the name up or was he just kind of speaking quick. It did kind of come across as Kylo.
Yeah. I was like, that is not a rapper. That is not whoever. I don't even know who he was talking about. Kai Love from, like, Astronauts, Pisces Podcast, and Sometimes I Cuss, and from Sometimes I Get Out There and I Do My Thing, Kai Love.
Kai Love is
L-O-V-E.
Yes. She is definitely doing her thing, mm-hmm, all up and down Chicago.
Yeah, she's following her life, or getting her life. Which is super dope.
Absolutely. All right. So I had another.
Goddamn, piece, there's more?
Feedback.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. What up, y'all? It's your boy BTG. Stand up. Speak now. Forever hold my peace. I don't think I would, man. Probably depend on who the person it is, and probably depends on how much Honey Jack I drink before I go up in there. And you probably got to piss me off enough. I don't know. You know, the ideal thing to do is to, if you know it's some, hey, like, if you know it's your female friend, she about to marry a Kevin Hart type cat, then I don't know, man. I mean, normally we would try to prevent it. You know what I'm saying? Try to prevent the whole wedding, but we make it all the way to wedding day, and they standing up there, and that pastor say, "Speak now, forever hold your peace." Man, I don't know if I could do it. I really don't. I mean, I probably gotta get hyped up. The fellas gotta be around me. It's gotta be a whole little scene going on. But the right thing to do would be to stand up, though. But I'm not. All right, y'all. Oh, and this is after I sent in some late feedback, but it's still early feedback, Big B, from the Redskins and the Raiders. So, you know, like I said, I'm going to give you a call. Give you a call Sunday morning, though. All right.
I'll dance now. I make money moves.
I guess Irma went all the way from Arizona to California.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, one thing I want to touch on real quick on Kmart said, you know, I did overlook the aspect of, you know, you might have to deal with some knuckle game, you know, initially if you jump out there and make a noise, and hey, I mean, I, you know, you never thought about that. You know, people are like, "Wait, man, I'm investing a lot of time and money, and you fucking up this wedding," and you know, blah blah blah. So that might be that's an interesting factor that, you know, I didn't Didn't think about it. So, yeah, good one on that one.
Hey.
K-Mizzy.
Hey.
I think that's all the feedback for today.
That's it?
I think that's it.
Same old, same old.
So
I make money moves.
So you gonna stop with the Cardi B?
If I see you in the streets and I don't speak, you know what that means. I'm not gonna stop.
So
if it's apropos, I'm not gonna stop.
Today's topic. It's a quick topic because we got some more stuff to get to. It's one that you want to answer really quick.
Okay.
But think about it.
Okay.
Would you take, and I will put up the disclaimer, I did kind of steal this one, but
okay.
It doesn't matter. So, would you take $1 million to take an ex back or $100,000 not to?
God damn, I would say I would take the million because most of the people, like, I'm trying to think, like, nobody ever did me dirty where I was like, oh, you cut me like a knife and you hurt my feelings and I just can't deal with you anymore or whatever, whatever. Yeah, I would take a million. And then after whatever said time, I'd be like, okay, you know, we're like, just friends and we're not really, this is not going to happen again, right? Like,
niggas always got to have a flat flag.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I would be like, you know, we're not doing it. I mean, because I say this, anybody that I've ever hung out with, we're cool. Like, I don't know anybody that,
okay,
I'm like.
But the question didn't say to be buddies with.
I answered it.
Taking them back as a relationship.
Yes, I said $1 million. Absolutely. Okay. I said because.
Okay. But then you say, but you know, we not really like.
No.
We not really like.
No, I'm saying because everybody I've ever dated, we are still cool.
I got you.
So I think I would be okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm like $1 million. Yeah, son. I'm about to $1 million, pay off my bills and go and get my life. And I guess you can come.
With your new relationship?
Yeah, I said I guess you can come. If you have a passport, Negro, you can come with me. If you don't have a passport, I'll be like, oh, I'll be right back. Well, first of all, never a relationship. But I'd be like, hey, you got a passport? He don't have one. I'd be like, ooh, I'll be right back. And
keep yourself warm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead and you go to work and do what you gotta do. I'm gonna be right back. And it'll be like 2 months later. I'm like, hey. I mean, we can FaceTime while I'm on my trip around the world.
I think for me, I think I would.
You would not?
I would. I think I would take the million and take the X back.
Wait, which one, though? Like, any X?
I mean, it said your ex, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming it was the last person.
Okay, cool.
So, I would take the million and I would, even though money was never our issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think the money could go a long way in helping some of what our issues were, in terms of what she expressed to me. And
so you would give her money? Or
no, I didn't say nothing about no giving nobody okay. No money.
All right, well.
I said it would go a long way in helping some of what the issues were.
Okay.
So, I mean, in terms of something like, you know, relocating, maybe.
You would relocate?
Not like leave the country or anything, but this actual building. Yes.
That's called relocating. Nigga, just say move. You would move.
Yeah, move.
Relocating is like another state, another
possibly
country.
Possibly another state, but, you know.
Like, you would just move. Which, yeah. I get it.
Mm-hmm. And I would give up, you know, certain parts of my grind and my hustle to spend more time. You know, so stuff like that. I think it would smooth out some of the rough edges and give us time to try to understand each other better.
That's dope.
You know.
Yeah, I think my ex? Can we call him? No, I can't even call him an ex. Last person I hung out with, I'd be like, I think they'd be okay and they would come with me on my trips. And then, like, that person before, my ex, he would come. He'd be like, oh, where are we going? What are we doing? Again, friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I guess I'm lucky.
Cool in the gizzy.
Are you lucky?
Who you got?
Yeah, I mean, who are you, like, you're okay with? Like,
Dora Leach. She crazy.
Wait, you said a million or what? What was the other part of the question?
$1 million to take your ex back or $100,000 not to.
God, $100,000 is trash because, you know, taxes is going to eat that up.
Yeah.
But some people are like, I wish they were dead. Yeah, you're dead to me.
You just walked through some domestic violence and stuff.
Right, like you're that. Like, you're dead to me.
$100,000 feel real good.
You're like,
you.
I'll take 50.
Yeah, how about that?
You're dead to me.
Right.
So I'm curious.
Absolutely.
And deepshow@yahoo.com, 202-750-1437. If you're like, he or she is dead to me.
Whatever.
There'd be no way. I don't care. No amount of money. Nothing would not take them back.
All right.
Wait, before we end it, can I just say, I also want to ask to folks, to the iPhone people, 8 plus or 10? I'm trying to decide. I need some help. 8 plus or a 10? Help me to help me. Or actually B too, because he's trying to decide. He don't know.
No, I haven't watched.
You Galaxy Android people, save your shit, because we don't care what you got to say.
We're not fucking with you.
Yeah, we don't care what you have to
hackable,
say.
Hackable, explodable.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop a phone.
I want to be on a fucking like 10, 14 hour flight. In your ship blow up. We're talking about iPhone 8 Plus or 10.
There we be.
Help us out.
So, we'd be remiss if we did not touch on. We wanted to talk on this longer, but looking at the time, we have to kind of just get in and get out and I guess make our stance and points known on this whole situation. And you know, Queen, before we get into it, I kind of want to ask you your thoughts on this. This whole NFL thing, standing meal, blah, blah, blah. We all know it started back with Cap.
Mm-hmm.
But with what has happened since this past Friday where Trump called the players sons of bitches or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Does that take on its own set of circumstances, even though it parallels Kaepernick's original point?
Mm-hmm.
Does that, you know what I mean? Because I actually heard that today where someone argued the point of, no, you know, if the players were going to support Kaepernick, they would have done it a long time ago. This is a protest against what Trump just said, calling them sons of bitches and this is letting Trump know, hey, we're unified. You're not going to just call us shit like that, blah, 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 whatever. So,
well, I mean, I don't claim to know sports like everybody else knows sports. But I will say, I kind of feel like, you know, sometimes you get woke when you get woke, you know, and I don't really care what wakes you up, you know. I mean, although the tweets, and the pause is for real, although the tweets were very divisive, I don't care if those tweets from Friday, today, yesterday, whatever, made you feel like, no, I don't like this. I don't agree with this. this is what's making me take the knee. This is, you know, it's making me stay in the locker room or whatever. And I know some people don't agree with the locker room. Some people don't agree with the arm link, whatever. I'm gonna put that aside. But I think, like, if that's whatever way you get to the point you get to, you get to the point you get to. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, it's the same thing as going downtown and protesting, or, you know, like something's popping off and you're like, no, I got to go down there because people are protesting and I got to finally stand up for what I believe in, or I got to finally donate to this cause. I feel like whatever point you get to, or whatever makes you get there, you're there, you know, and I'm fine with that. And maybe if it's not the cap, you know, taking a knee, that finally was the breaking point for you, or it was the tweet, you know, that made you take a knee, and you're finally doing it, or you're linking arms, or whatever. But my thing mostly is people forget, like, shit, we can multitask. We can also take a knee or link arms, or we can do whatever, and then also realize that 45 might get us killed because of North Korea. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can pay attention to multiple things, and it's fine, you know, and it's okay. So if you want to take a knee, take a knee. You want to link arms? Link arms. Like, I don't have a problem with that. Just, if this is bothering you, just, you know, show support for whomever, for your team, for your people, for, I don't know, for whatever. Just show support. Don't sit back on the sidelines and be like, oh my God, like, I think this sucks, and I think, you know, these people are horrible or whatever. You know, like, silence is some bullshit, you know? And for the people that don't understand why these people are taking a knee, or why these people are linking arms, or why these people are doing whatever they're doing, God damn it. Go get some education. Learn why they're doing that. They're not doing it because they're disrespecting veterans. Because who doesn't love a fucking veteran? We love you because you're supporting us. You're going out there and putting your life on the line. And we love you for that. You know, I mean, it's more than that. And it really frustrates me because even on Facebook, it's like, I've had my own personal conversations with people, and I'm like, oh my God, why can't people see beyond? It's not just about the veterans, because again, we love the veterans. We love you. We love the veterans. We love the people that are currently serving in the military, because it's not something I wanted to do, or I ever wanted to do. So I support people who are putting their husbands, wives, sons, daughters, aunts, uncles, blah, 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 out there. Not everybody's, like, we don't all have that chutzpah to go out there and do that. So we support that. So just understand, taking a knee is separate from the flag. Understand that. We love our veterans. We love the people serving in the military. Understand it. And people, like, they just can't seem to understand that. And it's like, God damn, I'm tired of unfriending people or unfollowing people because motherfuckers don't get it. I'm tired.
You know,
I'm tired.
On the same note, but different, I understand. You know, it was someone that was saying that you can't separate the two in terms of, you kneeling, you're disrespecting the flag, and so that means you're disrespecting this country, and blah, blah, blah. And sort of in the same sense, you know, you kind of have to understand, like, for me, I go and I deal with my clients, and, you know, okay, perfect example, our company had a recent price increase. And I'm just your rep. So, you know, there's one guy that, you know, I gave him the new, you know, price letter with all the new prices and everything. He went completely off. You're stupid. You're this, you're that, blah, 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 blah. I understand you're upset. I understand prices are going up and it's making times hard for you. It's making times hard for me. I understand all that. I could have easily taken the approach of, you know, hey, who the fuck you talking to, motherfucker, you know, da, da, da. But I understand. I am the representative of my company. You're not really mad at me. You're mad at my company and what my company did. And so, sort of in the same token, we, you know, these people are not saying, oh, we hate America, blah, blah, blah. But we're saying, hey, America, we need your leaders to do something about what's going on here. We're not dissing you. We're dissing what's going on in your space. Or we're not dissing you. We're protesting against what's going on in your space. You know what I'm saying? And it's been a frustrating weekend. And even beyond this, I've listened and learned a lot, and I've been listening to just general conversations. And you know, people don't. The respect for the next person is lessen and lessen and lessen. And I'm talking all the way down to I watched two people have a conversation about, oh, I like them. They were talking about a popcorn, and it was a flavor. And one of them was like, oh yeah, you know, I like the jalapeno one. And the other one was like, ew, fuck that shit. That shit nasty. I didn't ask you to like it. I just was saying what I like. So why does it have to be fuck that shit? Why can't it just be like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's your thing. You know, I like the barbecue. And it was kind of like, just kind of watching them brief. And they were friends. And just kind of watching the brief back and forth about how one couldn't get the other to understand. It's not about what you like. I'm not buying it for you. I'm just making a general statement of, I like the jalapeno flavor. And the other one just couldn't. And it just all comes down to, you know, the first part of communication is listening. It's not talking. It's listening. And in not doing so, it's like there's an ultimate just disrespect and divide in this country amongst everybody. I mean, people are just like as divided as we could be. Even and even in some of our conversations today, Queen, like some of this shit we didn't even realize. We're like, damn, this is shit that I didn't even notice. This is shit that didn't even register to me to know that this was a thing. And it's really a thing. And one thing I do want to touch on, I don't know if you're familiar with the situation with the Steelers, where they decided to all stay in the locker room and not come out for the flag. But it was put out that one did. And he's gotten so much praise, Alejandro Villanueva.
I was going to say, but he's a veteran, so.
Okay, but you know what, though? Shame on him.
But he didn't go on the field, though.
I didn't say he did.
No.
But
no,
you
no,
know what,
I,
though?
I didn't say he did.
But you know what, though? Shame on him, because what he one thing, if there's nothing else he knows on this planet, is you don't abandon your team. Yeah, you were a military member. You're now a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And your team said, this is what we're going to do. Okay? You don't abandon team. And, you know, and I was so happy, because I actually got into a back and forth with one of the radio personalities today on this very subject. And as he was so quick to dismiss my message to him, the next caller he took was a veteran that blasted the shit out of Villanueva. And I guess coming from someone in the military, I guess it carried a lot more weight than little old me. But at the end of their back and forth, he was like, you know, I have to say, you're right. I didn't look at it that way. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's like so many people are bigging him up. And again, just you're not looking at the whole picture. You know, switch the roles and say whatever. I think he was in the Gulf War. And let's, you know, suppose how would you feel about him if he was like, yeah, I'm not really feeling what the United States is going to fight for. I'm not going. You guys would call him all kinds of traitor, treason, coward, this and that and this and that. He didn't, I'm positive he didn't totally agree for all the reasons why we were there. I'm positive. Because I haven't met one person that has been yet.
He probably didn't, but because he decided to join and serve his country, he probably went along with whatever.
Okay. You know. And he chose to join the Pittsburgh Steelers and be a team with them. And their team made a decision. And he went against his team's decision. And all I'm saying is, yeah, lives weren't on the line directly, sure, but indirectly, yes, the fuck they are. Because the whole point of this whole thing is because black lives are being looked at as expendable. And you broke ranks and chose to do your own thing.
Well, not even black lives right now. I mean, Hispanic, Latino. Mean, absolutely. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or having a conversation with somebody earlier, it's like, I didn't realize, you know, all the shit that they went through either. And I was like, oh, God, like you went through that too? You know, you just automatically assume people are like, their lives are good and they're... I don't want to say charmed, but they're charmed and they're fine. And this is what you're doing. And it's like, but to later hear like, oh God, that's what she had to deal with. Ew. You know, so I just need people to realize it's more than just, you know, people being like, okay, cool. This is what I'm doing. I'm taking a knee because I'm disrespecting, you know, everybody. It's like, no, boo, it's more than that. So let me see, hold on, I want to find that picture.
And you know, I don't want to really like sound petty and nitpicky, but really think of, you know, I know we use vulgarities every day and sure, it's just so passe with us, but sure, look at really what your president said.
Sometimes he it's a diversion.
He calls y'all moms bitches.
Right. It's a diversion. You know what I'm saying?
But it's glossed over so easily as, oh, you call me a son of a bitch. But no, he just called these guys mothers bitches.
But not only that, but sometimes I think people forget that we can multitask.
Yeah.
We can look at that. We can look at North Korea. We can look at all the other things that are about to pop off. And it's like, hey, it's fine. We can pay. You think it's a distraction, like, hey, look over here at the shiny object. But we can look at the shiny object, but also realize you're trying to do some other shit. Healthcare, repealing Obamacare. We pay attention. You know what I mean? Oh, so the one guy is the positive Bruins fan. I'm like, is that a thing? But he said, thinking NFL players are protesting the flag is like thinking Rosa Parks was protesting public transportation. You know what I mean? Like, come on, we know what she was doing. You know what she was doing. Come on, man.
Well, you know, this is a topic that just grows so many different branches and it just won't seem to die. I mean, I got into it with someone because I made the post of saying I'm interested to see how the Cowboys handled the situation of what was and wasn't said by Jerry Jones and, you know, all of that. And they, oh, you know, screw you. You just better. Just an observation, dude. Relax. Just want to see. That's it. Just like I wanted to when, just like on the pregame shows when they talked about you know, other teams wanting to do protests, and I wanted to see those. I want to see this one. I want to see what happens. I want to see how they conduct themselves, especially with having a full day to have all of this soak in and hearing all of the back and forth and all that stuff that's going on. So I don't know. We'll see. Tomorrow, God be willing, in the crypto rise, we'll have a new day to feel what we feel and hear what we hear and see what we see.
Yeah.
As always, if you want to chime in on anything that we talked about today and send in feedback, and if you want to hear more than just Bella the Great and Kmart, well, it's up to you. Send your feedback in.
DeepShow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437.
Queenie!
Oh my goodness. Do I even have a two fingers? Well, two fingers to people doing their thing. You're kneeling. You're representing what you think is right, because you know my knee does not mean I hate veterans or veterans are some trash. Shout out to Stevie Wonder. Shout out to Dave Matthews Band. You know, this means more than that. Shout out to the people that understand that me taking a knee does not mean I hate people. Or does it? Does it mean that I hate people for killing the people? Black people? Maybe. But it doesn't mean I hate veterans. You know, so shout out to people that know the difference. And let's see. One finger. And y'all know, if you're listening, I haven't had a one finger in a really, really long time. So shout out to the one finger. I'm gonna give the one finger to people who aren't paying attention. And you don't know that kneeling doesn't mean I hate veterans or I hate other people. It just means I want people to pay attention to what the fuck is going on in our country. Yeah.
All right. Two fingers. Two fingers to my little KK for digging her heels in and getting started off on the right track on another school year. And so I'm proud of her. We're going to push and pull and get you through another year.
Yes, girl.
Yes, we are. We're going to do it.
Let's do it, girl.
And one finger to those that refuse to listen. I don't care what is he talking about. Just those that don't want to listen.
Revolution will not be televised.
Yes. Got to get out of here. Y'all know what this music means. It is that time. I'd like to thank Queenie Queen for making herself available to go one-on-one and get the show done. Doc will be back when Doc will be back. Now that goes. And
in closing.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get to that. I mean, I was like,
I'm excited.
I know, you're all chomping at the bit.
You.
Getting my last little things out. There was something I wanted to share with you guys, but I'm going to hold it. I need to talk to another member of the show first to see what we may do. But we'll get back to that later. Remind me.
Shout out to you for your weight loss, because I can see it.
Oh, dang. Jingle, yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Shout out to, thank you, Kmart, for sending in the words of motivation. And shout outs to Stone El Terrible. When I posted the little video that I was at the beer fest, he was like, yo, watch yourself. So
watch yourself, Biggie.
Absolutely. So my man, I sampled. Forget, and when I say sampled, I took like a sip of two beers and that was it. Like, literally, that's it. That's all I drank.
Okay.
Of beer. I showed you what else I had.
We already talked about that. Forget that yo, off that drink.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Single simulcast, because they always share.
BTG for prayers.
Right? Why not?
Red Rock Nation.
The Why Not Podcast.
Why not?
Black Astronauts.
No doubt. And all, in closing, we always like to say,
if God woke you up, you can handle the rest of the bull. Slits.
You out of my house now!